Welcome to the world of not owning anything. I've long talked about digital this and digital that, and the fact that you're renting something instead of having full ownership, especially in the realm of like video games and movies. Think about it. If you buy a Blu-ray of your favorite movie, you're always going to have that movie to watch and to enjoy as long as you have a DVD player. But let's just say you don't. Let's just say you rely on a digital copy. Let's just say that digital copy gets erased. Let's just say that digital copy gets, deleted. What do you do? Welcome to In the Weeds with Dexter Johnson. This is a tech podcast all about you, the listener. My aim is to educate, inform, and most importantly, empower you with the tools that you need to face this ever-changing world of technology. So let's get into it, shall we? Cake Boss, Phantom Works, this is just to name a few of Discovery shows that if you download it, if you purchase them and they're on your PlayStation, you own them, you purchase them through your PlayStation, guess what? They're gone. Just like that. All due to licensing and agreements that aren't necessarily Sony's fault, but Sony played the game. We're going to be all digital at some point. We're going to be. But here's the thing. What happens when we're all digital and no one owns anything? What happens when you build this great streaming library? You've got all of these files you've downloaded from Apple, from Google, from PlayStation, from Xbox, and the Microsoft Store. And all of a sudden, some deal, somebody gets their feelings hurt in an office, in a screaming match on a Microsoft Teams call, on a screaming match on a Skype call. That deal gets axed. So when time comes to pay, they say, no way, get out of my face. And that content is removed from your library. Here's the thing. We're going to be all digital at some point. It's coming. And it's going to be a bad day. It's going to be a sad day. Because while we love the fact of being able to stream things and we just have it at our fingertips, you're giving up a hell of a lot of control. And this kind of goes back to just video games in general. Nowadays, you put the video game in, you have to download the same video game that you just put in. It loads from the console that it can run as fast as possible. Or you could just download it. You could just download it. But let's just say, what if the developer of that game gets pissed off at the console maker? And somehow, some way, you're about to beat this game that you've put 70 hours in and snatched up from your console. Let's not act like that couldn't happen. Because you probably thought that the whole Discovery shows and stuff like that, you probably thought that that couldn't happen, right? Because you own it. You don't. Anytime you're paying, and let's be honest, video games cost more nowadays than they ever have. When we talk about inflation and just the overall price, because you're always paying for add-ons. Let's talk about NBA 2K for a second. NBA 2K should be free because you're going to be paying for all your little virtual currency in the game. And my player and my court and all the rest of this other bull crap. The game should be free. And media is in a really, really, really bad place right now. 9 times out of 10, you have to wonder where you're going to watch something. You have to wonder if the game that you just bought, if it's actually complete, if it's going to be buggy or not. Here's looking at you, Cyberpunk. It's so many issues that we deal with all of this digital first push. But when you're living in a capitalist society, this is what happens. People, hold on to your physical media. Now's the time to start building that Blu-ray collection. Now's the time to make sure that you never let go of those classic systems. Now's the time that if you want to get into emulation to actually preserve the history of true video games, to do it. Physical media will always be better than digital for this very reason. Thank you for listening to another episode of In the Weeds with Dexter Johnson. I'm hoping you're coming away more empowered, educated, and enthralled in the technological world. Be sure to tell a friend, share this episode, and follow me on Twitter at Dexter_Johnson. And most importantly, stay tuned for future episodes. Until next time.